And John Farney, I have tape ready now for possible broadcast use.
Thank you.
And so, Kim Harding Ware, what came of the discussion? What can you tell me about this case?
Well, Kim came in and we discussed the entire situation. I wanted to know more of what was happening with her particular property, what the whole process that she's gone through, what the notification process that she had received, if she had received anything. Since this is new to me, since I've only been county treasurer for a little over a week right now, I'm in the learning phase as well of some of these intricacies of tax law. A lot of this is handled by our county trustee. So I want to know, what is the trustee, who's an outside company that we contract with? They actually contract with the majority of counties in the state of Illinois. I want to make sure they're doing their job as well. So Kim and I discussed that for quite a while. She told me, I see some areas that if the law allows me to, I can personally improve upon, and we can do a better job, I think, of notifying people and communicating that. And we can also require the trustee to do that as well. As far as her personal situation goes, I think she has some legal recourse, and she was telling me about that, and she was showing me that. She has retained an attorney and has been developing a case and has been collecting data. And I hope that she has a strong case. And, I'm learning here that you pay a lot for title insurance, and there's a reason you do that. And hopefully that'll be able to defend her if she has to take this matter to court.
Now, there was this case, and there was the Turnberry Ridge case with the lake and the Homeowners Association. Do we know of any other cases like this or involving Brian Nastris?
I don't know of any other cases that are involving Brian Nastris. I know of one other case involves a strip of land in northeast Urbana. It's a strip of land that is very similar to Ms. Harden's case, where it's 3 feet wide. It has a fence on it. There's really nothing that Mr. Nastris can do with that land. It's kind of ridiculous that anyone would go and purchase something like that.
Nothing he can do, I take it, except essentially hold it hostage for a ransom.
Yeah, that's about all that I can see with it. From what I have not talked to that taxpayer, to that homeowner, but Kim was telling me that that she has not been in communication with Mr. Nastris since he realized that this one is kind of a dead end for him. And then as far as other ones throughout the county, none that I know of right now.
Mm-hmm. In the case of this land, first of all, with Kim Harding Ware's residence, where is this roughly?
Kim's is in it's in an area near Philo Road and Florida Avenue in Urbana. So it's between Washington and Florida, just west of Philo Road.
So it's in the
city of Urbana. It's an area that was subdivided in the 1950s, post-war homes and construction. And it's interesting when you look at the original plat of that area, this small strip of land that was sold off is not on any of those plats.
Okay. So how do you think, we assume that this guy looks for opportunities like this. How did this strip of land come into being as a separate piece of property?
I don't know how that came into play right now. In a lot of situations where you have these small strips of land, it's some kind of a surveyor's error at some point, and so it could have happened 50, 60 years ago. I did see an old deed on this strip of land was owned by a tax buyer that years ago would go through and do exactly this, buy these little strips of land. That was in the 1970s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
How does it happen? I really can't say.
So you think that the county can do a better job of notifying
sure.
people?
Things that I would like to look into is, number one, I need to see exactly what the trustee sends out and how that relates to what is legally required. And a lot of times what's legally required is, you know, in today's modern world, we have so many different ways we can communicate things. We can do a better job at it. If I get a postcard in the mail that just has some legalese and a PIN number on it, I might look at it like it's a piece of junk mail where someone is trying to scam me. So I think a more personalized approach to it, contacting property owners that are in the immediate vicinity of the property that goes up for sale. Let's say that there's 40 of these properties countywide, and we need to send something to the four homeowners or property owners that surround it. Okay, you're looking at 160 letters at the most. That's something that's very doable. And so my office, you know, anywhere where we can do that, I think we should and we will.
Now, in the case of the lake at Turnberry Ridge, did that fall through the cracks in a similar way, or is that a different type of property?
Well, that's a different situation in that that property was subdivided, and the lake ultimately needed to be owned by someone. So it was designed that way. It wasn't a mistake. And in most situations, a homeowners association has title to that land, and that homeowners association is charging dues, and they pay for the taxes out of that. In that situation, the homeowners association never was formed. And so evidently for a few years, a particular homeowner was paying those taxes, and he decided to stop doing that. And it shouldn't be an individual homeowner's responsibility. They needed to have a homeowners association to take that responsibility. That's something that we run into with these subdivisions, and you especially see them in suburban areas, such as the outskirts of Champaign-Urbana, where they have to have these additional drainage areas, and somebody needs to be responsible for them. It's not the city's land. It's not the county's land. It's owned by the homeowners association, and they need to take care of it, and that includes paying taxes.
Okay. Could you clarify for me, you referred to trustees in this
mm-hmm.
land, and these are people that this is a firm that the county hired, but what does that term mean?
So what happens is when your property taxes come due in June and September of each year, and after September, there's a period of time where you have interest and fees that get added onto it, and then by about mid-October, if you have not paid that year's tax bill, they go to what's called the tax sale. And the tax sale is where all of the properties that did not pay their property taxes during that year are sold off to tax buyers, and it's just the tax bill. And so let's say your tax bill is $1,000 and you didn't pay it. A tax buyer pays that $1,000, and then they have the right to charge you an interest fee along with some other fees for their services. Now, the interest is, by law, it's done at an auction, a reverse auction, and it's the lowest interest bid. So most of the time, interest here in Champaign County is generally 3% or less. You then have an opportunity to go and redeem those taxes. You come into the county clerk's office and you pay the back taxes and you go back to square one. Everything is good. Tax buyer makes a little bit of money, and the county, the taxing districts are all made whole. If after 2.5 years no one pays those, the tax buyer has the chance to take deed to the property. In some situations, like these 30 or 40 properties countywide, no one bids on those. And then they fall back to the county trustee. That means the county trustee pays the taxes on them, and then they hold on to it. And they hold on to that, go through the process, the same process these tax buyers do. But eventually, those properties, after the redemption period ends, they can go on to the tax, the sale. They could be like Mr. Nastras has done, come and pay a minimum bid at these tax auctions and purchase those properties from the trustee. A vast majority of those properties are derelict properties, these little strips of land that are basically surveyor errors, and in most situations, mobile homes. And almost never do those sell, and the trustee just holds on to them until eventually it's disposed of.
So it sounds like this is a this was an unusual property to come up in an auction.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. The vast majority of these properties that end up this way are mobile homes.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they're mobile homes that have outlived their useful life.
Mobile homes on the lot underneath them, I take it.
Now, the lots underneath it is different. The mobile home, we actually, a mobile home tax is different than real estate taxes. And so the property that the mobile home is sitting on is part of someone else's real estate bill. The mobile home tax is just on that house.
Mm-hmm. That's the only type of large portable property that would come up in a sale like this. Otherwise, it would be land. Huh?
That's right.
Okay. So, and you're thinking, I know you were not treasurer at that time, but when that came through, should someone have noticed that this is odd, that this sort of land is out there and that somebody actually bid on it?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily odd. People have bid on those in the past. This is the first time that someone has done it in somewhat of a vindictive situation. So, yeah, I don't think it's necessarily odd that somebody bid on it, but it's not something that I personally wouldn't want to be involved in, owning a 3-foot by 20-foot strip of land.
Especially in the middle of somebody's...
In the middle, right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're hoping that this is a rare occurrence, but it's
I'm very surprised that this happened twice in the span of a year, and I think it's a unique situation in relation to Mr. Nastris.
Okay. It's simply because there is someone like him operating, doing business in this way.
Yes.
And doing it in Champaign County.
Right. And it makes you wonder if he'll move on to a different county and look for similar situations.
Okay. But in the meantime, you think there are precautions that the county can take so that people have warning that this is going on?
Yep. That's exactly right.
Is this something that you figure that you'll just do in your office, or is this something that
mm-hmm.
we have to go
No, through? It's something that I think my office will take the lead on.
Okay. John, thank you very much. I take it there's nothing coming up like immediately as far as action on this in any official way.
No. No. No, this will all the next time we really start looking at this will be in the fall when we start preparing for the next tax sale. So that'll be October.
Okay. Well, John, thank you very much for taking the time to explain all this stuff for me.
No problem, Jim. Anytime.
Okay. It's certainly a new one on me.
Yeah, it is. It's a unique situation, and I hope this is the last time we have to hear about it.
Okay. Well, thank you much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.